we have in the studio Allison Martin. She is a ranger at the Petroglyph National Monument. And welcome to the Children's Hour, Allison, Ranger Martin.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here, Katie. Thank you.
Anybody in the studio been to the Petroglyphs? Yeah?
I have.
Yeah.
For listeners, we have listeners from all over the world, you know. Shall we describe the Petroglyphs for them?
So you go, it was a long time ago that I went there, but there's all these rocks with these like carvings of drawings in them.
That's a good description.
And they're very interesting to look at. I like trying to imagine what the people in those days were trying to get through or what they were drawing.
Yeah.
When they did.
They're ancient, aren't they? Allison, how old are they?
The petroglyphs we estimate about 300 to 700 years old, and some they even think are closer to 2,000 years old.
Whoa.
So I always tell kids they're like their grandma's 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 grandma's
that's pretty far back.
So they're pretty old.
And they're right here on the west side of Albuquerque. It's kind of interesting. They're actually petroglyphs. If you hike around New Mexico, you can find petroglyphs I've been hiking in the middle of nowhere and suddenly looking and realizing, whoa, that's a petroglyph. That has to be a petroglyph. That cannot be a natural design. How did they make them?
They actually carve them into the rock. So here on the west side, we have a rock called basalt, which is a volcanic rock. And the neat thing is you can actually chip away that dark color that forms on these basalt boulders, and you get a lighter color underneath, which is actually the real color of the rock, and it exposes the petroglyphs. But one of the neatest things about them is that they're a moment in history, a moment in time. You won't be able to see them forever because of the natural process of the oxidation of the rock. So it's going to turn dark again in time. So some of the petroglyphs may be older, but we may not know that because we can no longer see them since the rocks will eventually fade them away.
Wow, that's pretty neat. And it's sort of like graffiti of 2,000 years ago, essentially, but in a way that told stories. Do you think they were like markers or signposts?
We believe these petroglyphs are a form of communication. They're a way to represent a lifestyle. One of the biggest questions we get is, what do these petroglyphs mean? And I like your answer from earlier where you say they tell stories. We figure out what they mean by looking through the past, because we really don't know. We see a petroglyph of a macaw, which is a parrot, and we know that macaws are not native to New Mexico. So we think, what's the story behind that? And it has us researching and learning history and understanding and not looking for one interpretation and one meaning. Because as you know, we can't call the artist today and ask him or her. So it's like a guessing game, but they're little pieces of an ancient culture that is still alive today.
Pretty neat. You're here today not only to educate us about petroglyphs, and that's really interesting, but this is the coolest program I think that's come about in a long time. It's called Every Kid in a Park. And I'd love for you to tell our listeners, what is Every Kid in a Park?
Absolutely. I'm so proud that our agency has this federal lands pass that we now have available to fourth graders. So first and foremost, we've already had a whole year of the Every Kid in a Park pass. And so the pass gets a fourth grader and their parents and anybody under 16 is free into a national park. There are over 412 national parks. So you have a few places to visit. And fourth graders that are going into fifth grade now got their passes last year. We have 1 month of that left. And now they're issuing another fourth grade pass starting September 1st for the new incoming fourth graders. So if you're just going into fourth grade now, you're eligible to get this pass. So in order to get this pass, what you would do is you would go online at everykidinapark.gov. That's everykidinapark.gov, and you would fill out a form and print up a voucher. I believe there's two or three questions. You print up these vouchers, and you can take them to any park to get your fourth grade pass.
We're talking with our friend Ranger Allison Martin. She is from the Petroglyph National Monument right here on the west side. We're talking about Every Kid in a Park. She was just telling us how everykidinapark.gov is the place to apply for your fourth grader to have a family pass to get into national parks. And Allison, it's more than national parks. That's what's so great.
Yes. So you're looking at over 1,000 federal agencies, including Fish and Wildlife, Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management. So when you do get this pass, just ask the ranger about exactly what this place is good for. So you're looking at national seashores, forest land, memorials, all kinds of different places all around the nation.
Places like Coronado National Monument. I'm just throwing out Bandelier.
Bandelier, it's good for, yes. Pecos. We have actually 15 national parks in this state alone. So that's 15 parks in this state that pass is good for, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, Elliot.
I went to White Sands with my pass.
Oh, Elliot, you have a pass.
Yeah.
And who else has a pass in here?
I do.
Oh, hey, wait, who else? You?
Yeah.
So Bridget has a pass, and Lila, you have a pass. And y'all have used your passes at all?
Yeah,
I have.
Where'd you all go? Where'd you go, Bridget?
I forget what it's called, but it's like that. I forgot what it's called.
Was it beautiful?
It was really pretty.
Okay.
I went to the Grand Canyon, White Sands, Zion, and Lake something, Powell.
Lake Powell. Wow, all of these places. That is a really cool initiative. And what's the idea, Allison? Why are they, Ranger Martin, why would the federal government, they lose money, which we already know they're kind of struggling financially. You kind of lose money by not charging people, but what's the point of giving away passes that have no charge to an entire country of fourth graders? What are you hoping to achieve?
We're hoping to get families out there to their national parks and learn about history. There's nothing better than outdoor education, place-based learning, actually being there, experiencing, hearing sounds. It can be a place. It can be a feeling. It can be a state of mind. So we have this initiative. The National Park Service turns 100 this year, August 25th. We're coming up on it. And we have an initiative to get people to their parks if they've never been and learn and experience and become junior rangers. And so we just want families to...
What's a junior ranger?
A junior ranger. Oh, great question. Every park has a junior ranger program, and anybody is eligible if you are a kid. Some parks are more strict than others, but all kids are eligible to be junior rangers. And that means 412 badges you can earn. So you go to a park, you experience the park, you learn about it, you fill a little workbook out usually, and then the ranger will make you swear an oath. And the oath gives you not only recognition that you were at that park, but also a badge and a patch. And so we have hundreds of junior rangers every week that come in to our park and earn their badges and patches. And their neatest thing to me is hearing their stories from other parks that they've been to.
That's so cool. Any junior rangers in the room? Oh, my goodness. We do have junior rangers in this room. Oh, I should have. All these hands are going up. Where are you a junior ranger?
Chaco Canyon.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Carlsbad Caverns.
Oh. White Sands.
Wow. Yeah.
Bandelier.
Whoa, yeah.
The Grand Canyon.
Whoa, do you hear all this?
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So here we are. We have our own experts in the room. And being a junior ranger, do you feel more protective of where you were? What the place where you got your junior ranger badge, where you took an oath to protect that place? Do you take that seriously? Do you feel connected to those places?
Yeah.
Like they're yours, right? Yeah, go ahead. You had something else you wanted to say too, Lila.
We did it at Tent Rocks too.
Oh, Tent Rocks. Oh, what a gorgeous place.
I love Tent Rocks.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody who's in New Mexico, Tent Rocks, what a great place to go in the heat of summer, because there's that, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, you're in the middle of the desert, but boy, that canyon is cool and beautiful, isn't it? And you feel like you're on another planet. Mm-hmm. When you're at Tent Rocks. Allison Martin, ranger with the Petroglyph National Monument. let's tell them again. Every kid in fourth grade.
Yes, every kid that's going into fourth grade starting September 1st can go online at everykidinapark.gov, print up a voucher, and bring it to any park to get their federal lands pass that they signed to get their whole families into a park for an entire year.
What a wonderful thing. Everykidinapark.gov. Ranger Allison Martin, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.